Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Rachel, and may I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
My name is Philip Capozzi.
Okay.
So I'm looking at my Capital One card, and I have a charge from you for $109.97. I don't know what that's all about, but I'm not... I didn't buy anything. I bought a watch from you for $6.97, and now you're charging me, according to Capital One, it's a monthly thing.
Okay, sir, so that I can further assist, if you could please provide me with your zip code.
13066.
Okay, 13066. Okay, thank you. And one moment, please. Okay, you said the last name is Capozzi.
Capozzi.
Okay, thank you. Okay, just one moment, please. All right, I'm still accessing information. All right, and for security purposes, if you would please verify your address.
7120 Coronation Circle in Fayetteville, New York.
Okay, thank you for that information, and one moment, please. Okay, I've gotten an account located that is showing your name along with your address. And let's see. You are calling us, it shows, regarding the MUV smartwatch that you can use for heart monitoring.
Right.
It shows that.
And I agreed to pay for that.
And let's see, what else is it that you have? All right, the trial began with $6.97. And it shows that, well, according to the system, it's a 14-day trial. It expired on January the 14th. When it expires, you're then billed for it.
Billed for what?
You're billed for the watch.
Yeah, fine. I'll pay for the watch, $6.97.
That was shipping and handling only. You don't pay for it up front, but with paying the shipping and handling, it shipped to your address. And let's see, it shows another item here. Let me see what this is. I'm sorry. It shows another item that looks like it came with it. The offer with no charge there.
I have a charge here for $109.97.
That's for the watch. That's the retail price of the watch.
I'm not paying for it, okay? You said $6.97 for the watch. I agreed to pay for it. I filled out your thing. I don't want the watch. You want the watch back? I'm happy to send it back to you. Okay, but I'm not, I don't want this watch, Ron. The way I read it was $6.97 for the watch. I did not agree to buy it for $109. So if you want the watch back, I'm happy to send it to you. I'll tell you right now, I filed a dispute with Capital One, and I've closed this account. So how do you want to deal with this? You want to remove this? You want to give me a credit for this charge? Or what? How do you want to do this? Or go into a dispute with Capital One?
Okay, now if you've already filed a dispute, we'd need to have them on the line to confirm that you're willing to drop the dispute.
I'm not going to drop the dispute unless you drop the charges. I mean, if you agree to drop the charges, there's nothing to dispute.
Well, the dispute, sir, is carried out by the bank or the credit card company, so we would need to speak with them.
All right, well, you're going to hear from them, okay? But I'm telling you right now, I'm not paying for the watch, and there's no sense in sending me a monthly fee anymore or whatever you do, because quite frankly, I've closed my account. I no longer have an account with Capital One, so you're just wasting your time. All
okay,
right,
sir. So we're third party call center, sir. We don't bill or ship you. But
what's that?
There were terms. We're a third party call center. We didn't bill or ship you, but we can get you refunded without you having to go through the dispute process if you would have a representative from your fraud or dispute department.
I've gone through a dispute process with Capital One. Okay, so you're going to have to deal with them.
Okay, well, on the recorded line, I've provided the information to help you to avoid what's called a chargeback.
I'm not paying for it. I'm going to send Capital One a check for $6.97. And I'm not paying these other charges.
Okay, sir,
right
is there
now.
Anything else that I can... Well, let me go ahead and note the account as you've provided the information on the recorded line here, and I'll provide you with any confirmation that you need if you can please hold for me.
Any confirmation for what?
Okay, sir, I'm not finding where you have any recurring billing. The initial shipping and handling that you paid, it starts a trial for the item.
$6.97, and I agree to pay that. I did not agree to buy this watch for $109. Like I said, if you want the watch back, I've never used it. I'm happy to send it back to you. Otherwise, you're going to have to deal with Capital One because I've already filed a dispute with them.
Yes, sir. I'll be noting that in the account, sir, but they can provide you with the credit once they start the dispute. But once they confirm that you initiated and actually ordered the item and per the terms and conditions you failed to call and cancel, they'll remove the credit and they'll charge it back. It does show the MUV app, which comes with the watch. It helps, I think, to track, like, the fitness part of it, like if you're walking or whatever. That's the $29.97, so that's the part that would recur. The cancellation for that one is the letter C, 594.
Well, it doesn't matter, because I've closed the account with them, too. I'm closing the account with them.
On the recorded line, sir, I'm providing you with the cancellation confirmation, if you will allow me to provide it to
okay,
you.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay, that is the letter C.
Yep.
594-89. That's your cancellation confirmation. If they need you to provide them with that on the recorded line, that's your confirmation for no future billing. I've also reviewed how we can go about getting you a refund without you having to go through a dispute process and later to find a very possible chargeback on your statement. At that time, we won't be able to refund anything here.
Like I said, you're going to be dealing with Capital One from here on.
Thank you for calling customer support, sir. Please have a good evening. Bye-bye now.